Hey, you, come over here.
What is it, mysterious person in that shadowy alley?
Check out what I got under my trench coat.
Whoa, is that a subscription to Pork Fried Dice on Ko-fi?
Yeah, see? It says tinyurl.com/supportPFD.
Neato!
Hey, while you're here, you want to buy some crack?
You're listening to the show about Gearum and Gurgar. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Did Bathwack touch the guy's hand or girl's hand or anything? Did that happen?
No.
Do you have to? What? How was the hand extended? Like high five style? Like shaking hands?
As if to like, they would take your hand to like lead you.
Like beckoning.
Yeah, like bent elbow, palm up, extended out to you.
I do this. I pat it a couple times like this, like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's trying to grab it. He's trying to grab my hand. Just, okay, sure.
I don't want to screw up my disguise, so I just mirror the image and start walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't seem to insist that you touch them.
Okay.
Yeah, the one, Shimi is actually escorted by Gurgar, the one from the gate.
Mm, right.
And Mo is with a male half-orc as well, who introduced himself as Gearum. Oh, wait, you met Gearum.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, they're all G names. Interesting.
Yep.
Except
for Bathwack.
Kiram Gurgar Gartum.
In this world, his name would be Gathwack.
Gathwack. Gafina.
And once you're all seated, you've been there basically without conversation.
Really? We sit down and there is no conversation?
Well, you're the last one in, so you might not notice it as
okay.
Well.
Oh, weird.
But you do notice, I guess, when you walk in that it's basically silent.
Hmm.
Except for the welcome and hello, would you sit with me?
Weird.
And as soon as the last person is seated, immediately all of the Burngators.
They're called Burners.
The Burners.
Burning Man.
Oh.
The Burners.
Cool. They all begin in unison, and they say, "We gather here in the light of Bahamut's flame to share in this repast. May this food warm our innards as his fire warms our outards. Keep the unknown horror at bay. Ensure its slumber beneath our feet remains undisturbed and utterly complete." And then all of the people that they all stand up and move to the dragon sculpture, and beneath it, like underneath, like between its legs, there's a set of doors that lead out, and they go out and quickly come back, and they're carrying platters of what you assume is food and drink. And they basically return to where they were seated with each of you, and they sit down in front of sort of your pairs. A platter with a large bowl of roasted acorns, some sort of a hot soup, and a carafe of some sort of liquid with two cups.
So these are individual servings and nobody else has any? Like, literally, we're the only people being served?
No, they're looks like they're sharing with you.
So just our people that are
they each have enough for you,
for
them and
people.
The one that they're with. Yeah,
is anyone else at the table eating?
Well, they're sitting down with the stuff.
So the two cups are meant to be for our host and us.
Correct.
I must be dumb. Are there extra people or just the people we're sitting with?
There are no extra
people. Oh, so it is just the, our partners are the only, like our half-orc partners
there's nobody
are the
else
only
there.
People. There are no yep. extra people. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sorry. That's what I was confused by. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay.
Bit warm our innards.
And so they all turn to each of you, and this is not orchestrated at this point. They're not like all working in unison and saying the same thing, but they pour drinks for both of you. Then they begin to start to offer to feed each of you.
Oh, God.
Like with a long spoon? Little airplane wings on it?
Well, with this in with regards to the soup, yeah. No airplane wings.
Oh my God, this is a nightmare.
And so there's nobody in the hall feeding themselves, correct?
They have not made to feed themselves yet, no.
Okay. Rafina says, oh, in my culture, it's polite to make sure that the host eats first, she says, crossing her finger behind her back.
Oh. In ours, it's to make sure that the guests eat first.
How curious.
Here, have a roasted acorn.
I'll eat it at the same time as you.
Oh.
And we'll respect both of our traditions that way.
Okay. And she opens her mouth.
Yeah. She, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Roscoe's looking around, and he gathers that he should also be feeding them. So he would let the old lady
mm-hmm.
feed him. What is a soup?
There's a soup, and then there's the roasted acorns themselves. Yeah, she's offering you a spoonful of soup.
Okay, sure, yeah.
It is good.
Yeah, that's good. Are you gonna? Oh, and there's another spoon on the table.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay.
You didn't mention that.
Roscoe will slowly pick up the spoon and like observe Galana's face. Mm-hmm. Like, is he doing this right?
Yep, and she's just waiting sort of expectantly.
Okay.
It's okay.
Roscoe gets a spoonful of the soup.
Uh-huh.
Takes a roasted acorn.
Oh.
Puts it on the spoon in the soup.
Uh-huh.
And then puts it in her mouth very slowly, like Telltale Heart slowly.
And yeah, she willingly accepts the acorn soup combo. When you taste the soup, it tastes strongly of acorns, by the way.
So that was a kind of a hat on a hat.
Yeah, kind of. It's a texture thing. You're good.
Ah, okay. This good soup.
Mm-hmm. Here, would you like some bolota? And she picks up the cup.
Oh, this keeps going. What is bolota?
Oh, it's a spirit distilled from acorns.
Like a spirit or a spirit?
Like booze?
Like booze or boobs?
Oh. Wow. Is that where boo comes from? Is that why ghosts say boo?
They just want some alcohol.
Because they're spirits and they say booze.
Booze! They're so sad.
No? Okay.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, sure. Do you need me to, like, do you need me to lower, like, And like Raskin's like turning himself into like something he can shake and pull. Yeah. Like like trying to catch a piece of popcorn.
That's fine. And she like kind of holds up the cup to your mouth and puts like a finger under it against your chin and
some of it dribbles down Rasko's face.
And she wipes it off of your
Whoa.
Like the size of your cheeks.
Yeah, sorry, that just happens to me sometimes.
Okay, that's okay. It's very strong, by the way.
Whoa.
Or tastes strong anyway.
Mm.
The balota. Mm-hmm. Balota.
Some strong balota.
By the way, that's a real thing in our world.
Balota.
Really?
It is an alcohol distilled from acorns.
Yeah, but you're supposed to pronounce it baloney.
Oh, okay.
Baloney?
I think that is what I was doing. Possibly be correct.
My baloney has a first name.
It's
A-C-O-R-N.
Rasko looks around to see how everybody else is handling this.
So that's the gist of what is seems to be expected of each of you. First, we'll go to Mo. Mo's into it. He's down. He's like, this is fun. We never do this. Aww. It is also always good to learn how different people eat.
Aww.
Shimi's just, he's trying to fit in. Like, he's been tasked to not make waves. He's just like, okay. Like, he watched Rasko do it first. He's a little like, huh? Mm-hmm. He's like, all right. good. Oh, can I have some more of that balota? How's Kick handling it?
Weirdly.
So let's remember how.
Oh shit!
How does your
exactly
proboscis?
Well, my
I
do not have a prosthetic nose,
right?
But I have a long nose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, I might do something if I see Bathwack. If he looks like he's
first, Kick is going to move in a confused way, and then take an acorn out and set it on the table and smash it, and then dust the pieces into his hand and hold them out to. I just forgot her name. Gartum. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she leans down to take them from your hand with her mouth.
Oh. And then Kick jumps and accidentally knocks the bowl of
soup.
Of acorns.
Oh.
On all over the table and the ground. And drops the ones that are in his hand.
Okay.
Too.
Oh.
Oh,
that's okay. No.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm not sure how this works. I mean, I know how to eat.
Now she's not sure that you do. Just because you said that.
Oh man, like,
is Will wanting to intervene?
He might, okay. But he's well, like,
what, how is he handling it before realizing that this is going on in his own personal hell? What's going on there?
I think maybe he says something like,
yeah,
he's just trying to start conversation instead of doing any food stuff. He's like, so how do you guys feel about other religions, or are they not allowed here? Like, do you not like people who believe in other gods, or is there only one god?
We're welcoming of all here.
Yeah, sounds good.
We assume that most people do not share the same beliefs. We live in a world with all stripes.
Interesting. Are any of you married or anything like that? Like, are any of you together, or is this like a...
No, none of us here are Eric's not blanking on the word that someone would say.
Partnered?
Like, taken, but like, I don't know, whatever.
Together? Spoken for?
Sure.
Spoken for. Oh, yeah. None of you.
None of us are entangled.
None of us are... My wife!
At least. That's the word.
I hope my guy says that directly. Absolutely. Okay.
Would you like to eat? I'm sure you're hungry. You probably have been traveling. I can vouch for it. I'm in charge of the food. I made this food.
And so can at this point like that have can that happen? Because when sure. acorns spill everywhere, are we super far apart from each
not
other?
Really? No.
Okay.
You're kind of in your own like pairs.
Because like,
but you're not like spread all over the.
Obviously, Bathwack with this extended nose.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I didn't realize it at first, but like, yeah, he can't have somebody feeding him.
Trying to touch him, yeah.
And so I'm like.
Thinking about it, it's also probably hard for him even to feed himself convincingly.
Right. So
it's a snout extender.
Yeah. So, but I think that I might be, you guys, this is like such a wacky, dumb idea, but it's the first idea that I thought of. And so I think I'm just going to go for it, but please don't. Monty's going to freak out. Okay. So here's the thing. In my culture, you don't feed somebody who isn't your partner, and I look at Bathwack like I'm supposed to be his partner. like when you're together with somebody, you feed them. So I don't know if this is offensive, but can I feed my partner? I point to Bathwack.
Roll a deception.
Okay. Oh fuck.
Well. Yes, of course, if that's how you would feel comfortable. Gartem, here, we can sit together and...
Oh boy, now I get to feed Bathwack.
We can have these.
That's
these
so great.
Okay.
Phew. Good idea.
Now we're married.
Rafina, are you assimilating or no?
She's very curious about this.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think exactly how this manifests itself. So at the as where we left her, she's staring into the empty maw of the other person waiting for the acorn to pop in. Yeah, just like that. We see Eric's
Uluru.
Uvula?
It's Uluru.
Uluru. Rafina looks at her own hands and looks at the mouth, and is there like a glass of water or anything?
Just the bolota.
All right. And she takes the bolota and sprinkles it on her hands and rubs them. And then she dips a finger into the soup and just sort of dribbles a little bit into the mouth.
Oh, oh my God. You broke Eric. Okay. I'm so happy. He's always trying to gross me out with his food shit. And his eyes are like.
So she.
Wait. Oh, he's horrified. Oh, this
Am
is beautiful.
I?
You
no,
were.
I'm not. Surprised.
Yeah.
So Gelly does not seem fazed. In fact, she gently grasps your wrist as you're dribbling it into her mouth.
Ew.
And that's
then
intimate.
And then she sucks the soup off of your finger.
Ew.
Eric, you broke me.
Oh my God.
The soup and bolota.
Rafina goes.
And then she does the same thing you do.
Whoa.
To you.
She Ew!
Dips her
Including
finger.
The bolota?
No, she just dips her finger in the soup and goes to dribble it into your mouth. And we'll move it towards your mouth. The finger.
And Rafina doesn't have her mouth open. She just sticks her tongue out.
Okay. And she just runs her finger Whoa! Along your tongue.
What the fuck, Eric?
Eric, are you trying to get us to have an orgy here? What is happening?
I don't
you
know.
Started you started it, Rafina!
My note is Abby and Eric break each other with sensual dribbling.
Ew. Oh my god.
Rafina goes.
Gross. All right, and the rest of that is censored, so we got to go to somewhere else. So yeah, you guys, that's what's going on. Okay. Feel free to, aside from the food, you can. Is there anything you want to ask of the people you're with, or anything like that, or?
They keep shoving things in our mouth.
Am I able to successfully navigate Kix's proboscis? But also, I don't know if I'm even doing it. I sit down and I look at you like.
I just pour you a cup of the bolota and slide it over to you.
I do the same. And then if those guys are looking at us or something, like, I don't know if they had to sit together to assume. Mm-hmm. Where did those people go?
Yeah, one of them, like, let me look at my names. Gartem swaps seats with you.
Okay. So are they feeding each other, or are they just watching the rest of us? So they're feeding. What are they doing? Like, just normal, austere?
Yeah,
okay.
Like how you would imagine.
Okay.
So, non-Rafina people to feed each other.
But do they look at us? They don't even care how we're feeding each other?
They're not, like, staring at you and intently making sure that you're...
Then I'm just gonna drink. I'll just drink. I'll pour him a drink and same.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink it too and try to make it look like I'm drinking out of the side of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a weird, you know.
I take a spoon and I like scoop it and I'm like, you know, like to try to show you could. The spoon might be better than trying to. You know, fit your hole.
All right. I'll give it a try.
Spoon bolota?
Yeah, spoon the alcohol into his mouth. Slow down. I smell it and I'm like,
oof. Will, what do you think this? Oh, wait, you're not Will. What's your name?
Valencio.
Valencio.
All of you would have visual reminders the whole time that this is Valencio. Yeah.
Yes,
so.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't feel
Valencio,
too bad.
What do you think the horror is that's beneath our feet? Should we ask somebody? You heard that, right? Did you hear the same thing?
Sure. Yes, I did. We're too close for me to share anything of what I heard in the Dreamer's Den, right? Like, people would hear it.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it is weirdly silent in here, though. They did not talk when we first came in here. Maybe they don't like talking while eating.
I could make a scene.
Please, no.
One of the acorns that had scattered everywhere rolls off the table at that very moment.
So what's the, I look at Bathwack like he wants me to ask this, I guess. What's the little prayer that you guys were reciting?
I don't know, Valencio. What do you think it is? Oh, you're not talking to me.
No, I'm looking at other people.
Oh, you're not talking to me.
Yeah, the two that you were sitting with. Oh, we tend the flame of Bahamut and we offer these, I'm sure you saw the sacrifices encircling the tree. During the week of flame, we offer up one sacrifice each day in order to appease the beast that lives in the ground beneath, lest it extinguish the holy flame.
Do we have to be afraid of the beast underground?
Has it done it before?
Does it work?
Extinguish the flame?
We've been maintaining it for as long as any of us can remember. I mean,
2 weeks.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I've only been here for two autumns, says Gartum. And yes, and I've, says Gem, I've been here for six, but Galana over there, who's the one that's sitting with Roscoe, she's been here for, oh, I think at least 30 autumns, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's been here longest of all of us. Others have been here before. You know, we must do what we can, or else the, you know, would you want to see Bahamut's flame be frozen?
Has Galana seen the flame go out?
Oh, no.
No. How do you know that there's something under the ground?
Well, because we keep it at bay every year.
But you've never seen it come out.
Thank Bahamut. You know, we've done our jobs well.
Is there a record somewhere of this thing having been seen, or?
No, it's no, because we've been doing us and those before that have come before us have been performing what we need to perform. I mean, you'll see tonight. Tonight we'll be preparing for the final sacrifice, and the monster will be sated, and Bahamut's flame will remain.
Does the monster come out and eat the sacrifice?
No, not as much. It stays slumbering beneath, and the sacrifices we make ensure that it does so.
Can we watch it slumber?
Oh, it's deep within. It's beyond the furthest reaches of our ice house. It's somewhere no mere mortal could even think to venture. But it's there, trust us.
What's the sacrifice gonna be?
Well, you'll see. It's the grandest one of all.
Insight. Is it me? Is it my ass? Let's see.
Specifically your ass.
23 insight. I want to know... Oh, man. Should I cast... Oh, man. I guess I would be seen if I was going to cast my detect thoughts. Let's see. There's a vocal part of it. Damn. Mm-hmm. It would be too obvious. Well, the insight is just to see, like, is there any sort of hesitancy or, like, nervousness, like, we're about to find out something we shouldn't, even though these people are very welcome, like, you'll see, why won't you tell us what the sacrifice is? It's just a weird sentence. What is his deal? Like, what's that about? That's mm-hmm. my insight role. Like, does he seem sinister at all?
It seems like he doesn't want to tell you what the sacrifice is. You don't know why. I don't know that you would think that it's sinister or not.
23 insight.
Like, he's holding back information from you, for sure. But, I mean, you could all have already said that, because he says, you'll see. Unless... No, you think that they know, this person knows what the sacrifice is.
Hmm.
Yeah, the sacrifices grow in scope and magnitude each day. It began with a shrew, then the snake, then the fox, then the eagle, then the wolf, and just this morning was the horse.
Hmm. Have you ever sacrificed... a person?
I have not sacrificed a person. No.
Not you. I mean, here.
A person?
Yeah.
That would be cruel. No.
And that's what I think so, too. I just don't know how dedicated you are to Bahamut, and I just didn't want to step on any toes about any... I'm just asking. I'm just curious about... Is he looking at me like that?
Well, the final sacrifice, Bahamut will tell us what needs to be offered up.
So you don't really know.
Well, I can't say to know the will of Bahamut, but it's, you know, in my six autumns here, it's been the same each year.
I look at Bathwack, and I want to be like, maybe the look is like this, like,
like what?
Should we leave this listeners? Table? It's like a, like mm-hmm. an, almost like a, it's like a, can you believe this? Like my eyes are a little like, you know, wide and like, can you believe this? This doesn't seem safe.
Thanks for lunch. maybe we should go talk somewhere.
Kick. Sure. Yeah. I look at Roscoe and Rafina like, what you guys thinking about the vibe here?
Roscoe saw Rafina's mode of feeding and is now doing that with Galana.
Uh-huh. Galana's down.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm horrified.
You look over at Roscoe. Yeah. Galana has three fingers in Roscoe's mouth
Ew!
Right now.
Jiminy Christmas.
And it's the fourth one is
doing
is
something. Him.
Is
no, it's
fourth one is into the join.
Okay. This is what happens. I looked at Bathwack, do this look. Bathwack says we're gonna leave, right? I kind of suddenly seem horrified. Like, why am I first of all, I just said I'm Bathwack's partner, and now I'm like looking to him for advice. So I look across the table to look for somebody else's advice, which is surely going to be better. But I see that happen. And then I'm like, I am truly alone. I don't know what Rafina's doing, but please, is it still the same? Is it more fingers?
Probably saw her first. And
yeah,
then
you're right.
Then you looked around to go.
So right.
Yeah, exactly. It's just getting worse and worse.
And I'm like, Kick, I... Maybe
now Kick is looking pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I might feel a little sick and I maybe need a little fresh air. I look at the other people around the table. They're just enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm. I scoop up the bolota carafe and two cups.
Okay.
And stand up.
Okay.
Be right back.
The afternoon.
Tomorrow after the sacrifice.
Oh my god.
The afternoon dance will begin soon. So don't tarry too long.
Oh boy.
Do you call it the final dance? Afternoon dance before the final sacrifice?
Oh no, we dance every day during the week of Flame.
Okay, well I'll go see if the fresh air makes me feel up to dancing. I'm rolling my eyes wildly around. It's like fucking Midsommar up in here. Like what the fuck? We're already in a Midsommar
village.
Have
a good time, but not too good of a time. We'll yeah. see you in a little bit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think I'm good too. Let's get some fresh air.
Oh, yeah, I'm full too. Hey, do you have a cliff I can jump off of?
No. We have no severe elevation changes here in Burn Gate.
Good, because that would be creepy. Bye.
Only that would. I love it. Man, that fucking movie.
All right, so you guys all at various stages of satiation.
Yeah.
Leave the meeting eating hall.
Yikes. Looks like I'm going to be hungry another week.
Like every time Will gets the opportunity to eat something, something ruins
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is Eric's just plan. Eventually, he'll make me roll some like death saving
starvation
throw against
throw.
Starvation, and I'm just going to have like negative
with
1,000. Yeah.
Disadvantage.
Right.
Aww.
And it's
oh,
now.
When we get outside, I'm going to give Will an acorn.
Just off the ground.
Oh, roast acorn. No, I will. I'll do this. I hold it between my fingers and I just, yeah. And then I stick it in my pocket and pat it. Save that for later.
That'll be a tree someday. Except it won't because it's been roasted. But never mind.
I'll plant it when I get home. It'll be a great memory of the time I watched Rafina suck soup off a lady's fingers.
I didn't suck it.
Pours you another cup of
I just had my tongue out.
Passes it to you.
Wait, am I close enough to hear the insults flying?
Yeah. You're all together walking away from the meeting hall.
Ice, did you notice? That was so weird in there. I mean, God, Will, did you see? They didn't have any mustard.
Roscoe, you really enjoyed that lady's hand. Like, in an inappropriate way, I am worried about Shimi now. Rashimi, I'm very sorry you had to see that.
Hey, that lady was hot. And anyway, I learned it from watching you.
And Rafina points at Rafina.
He's right, Rafina.
I was being polite.
There were spoons.
I tried. I had my cultural story all set up. Yeah. And she just ate right out of my hand. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Your hands are really dirty too, Rafina. I'm sorry, but you...
I cleaned them in the bolota.
Yeah, I saw that. That just kind of made an alcoholic sludge along your fingernails. Look at your fingernails. They look like they were painted with mud.
This is the equivalent of Purell.
But it doesn't get rid of the dirt, Rafina. Sure, you might. She might not catch any bacterial
the cleanest
diseases.
Dirt ever.
It's clean dirt.
Clean sludge.
That had some. That acorn soup had some extra flavor. That's for sure. Roscoe's was knuckle flavored.
That was great, though. I think that was great.
No, no, no. Yeah.
What was that about?
I mean, the food was good.
Oh yeah, acorn everything.
Yeah.
I take a drink of some of the alcohol at Bathwax that he passed it to me. What'd you say?
A little samey.
A little samey. All right, let's hope you don't pass out. Let's hope you're not the next sacrifice.
What? It makes sense that these people would cook with acorns. I mean, they don't fall that far from the tree.
Yeah.
Warmth, warmth.
All right. Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Like the acorns and the big tree in the middle. The acorns. They probably fall pretty close to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like under it.
Yeah, it's like a weird incestuous thing. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
You guys know this is session 69 AD. So this is why it's...
Is it really?
Yeah, it is session 69. I don't remember what AD stands for. But...
Adam.
After Adam.
Adam.
But it doesn't... Is there something Latin about it that we decided to AD?
I didn't think so.
In the year of our Lord, Adam.
What's the word after in Latin?
Post?
Après. That's French.
Anno,
like.
Well, Anno Domini is mm-hmm, AD.
Mm-hmm. How did we let ourselves get this far without questioning this?
Oh, we probably said it. It was just mm-hmm. 69 ago.
We just 69. trust you too much.
Well, by the end of this podcast, we will decide what AD stands for.
It's probably in the wiki. Maybe it's not.
Mark has no idea what we're talking about.
Nope.
Yeah, we probably didn't talk about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Womp womp.
Guys, we have to admit it. Mark Jessen is AI.
No!
All right.
He's really
next
he's
session
adorable.
Will be session 70 AI.
Hmm.
All of this needs to be cut. This is not.
Sorry.
I haven't heard about it yet in my editing, so I'm like, I wonder if it is in somewhere. If I hear it now that we've had this discussion, if I hear it, I'll look out for, you know, I'll keep it in, but I haven't heard about AD. I don't know any explanation of it.
Yep.
Not yet. But I'm also very behind in editing. Super behind.
All right. Anyway.
Incest.
What?
Incest.
Yeah.
And then a villager walks by and we're like, hey. How you doing?
Just shouting about our least favorite things.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of, you see coming across the clearing, there is a set of young burn gators, like children.
Okay.
One male, one female. They are both wearing flower like crowns.
Oh my god. Okay.
And they go into the meeting house.
Ooh.
They pay you no mind.
Ooh,
is that okay. Where we just were?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, who
children
was it?
Children with young flower children. Crowns. That's interesting. Ooh. I want to hear. Somebody go listen. Shimi. Those what? Are children. Go listen. Figure out what's going on.
Go back
there.
In there?
Yeah.
Go check. All right.
Go grab some acorns. Say, I'm grabbing some acorns for the road.
Put a flower on your head.
It might be offensive. Don't do that. Kick.
No, I won't. I got it, you guys. You don't have to tell me what to say. It's all right. I know how to be a human.
All right,
Roscoe's
Shimi.
Been teaching me how to be normal.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
Oh, no. I try to grab Adam and he's gone. Oh, man. Okay. Roscoe, God. You're teaching Shimi how to be normal? What? I haven't heard about this. Okay. I mean, I know that you've been teaching all of us about being normal, but I've been mostly ignoring it. And you've been telling that to an impressionable child. How is he going to know?
Someone has got to show the boy the ropes.
Okay. Well, that should be you. So, okay, guys. Some weird shit's happening here. Beyond the eating things off of each other's hands or whatever, I look around. Are there any... is there a clearing-ish more area where there's no buildings around and no people? And I feel like nobody will
well, look
be
at the
listening
map.
To us. I see. Is the map really exact? Because there are some areas where there's not even trees above. Is that true? Or is that just to reveal the buildings?
I mean, yeah, kind of. It's pretty true.
If we go into the woods, is that weird? Are there any little paths to go under, like past the houses?
The woods, it's not like full of underbrush. It's pretty open. You could walk beneath the trees relatively unimpeded. You don't see any like, you do see a little path that looks like it leads off to the left of the guest house that you guys are in.
Mm. Okay. Damn, I have things to say. Okay. God, do we even need to stay here? Maybe we just leave. But also, there's information that I need to pass along to you guys, and I don't really want anybody to overhear this. So let's go maybe find a place that nobody can hear us. Rafina, what you've talked about that, like, what dome of something that you have, a spell. Is there a silent dome we could go into right now?
Dome? You mean my dumb... what's it called even?
Tiny hut?
Tiny hut! Yeah. You want to go in the tiny hut?
Will that make us, like, unhearable from the outside? Or would that help?
I mean...
safe to assume that it never does what you want or need it to do.
Yeah, for real. Can I roll for good luck with the...
I'm pretty sure it does not stop sound, but you could look at the spell and tell me for sure.
You think it would say?
Yes.
You can command the interior to be dimly lit or dark. The dome is opaque from the outside of any color you choose, but is transparent from the inside.
Okay, so light does not escape.
Does not talk about sound. It does say spells can't extend through or be cast.
Yeah,
forward,
that's the main point. Is it's like a dome of force.
Okay,
I think we're not worried about like real people, like people putting their ear up against it. I think we're worried about magical hearing, though.
You are so right, and I don't know that at all about your spell, so I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can say whatever you would want in character. I think that that is a smart thing to say, though.
I think that's got to be true. Well, let's try it. Why don't we do a little test? I'll set it up, and then we can have Roscoe beat a bass drum around it, and we can see what happens. Wait, other way around. We'll have Roscoe go in and beat a bass drum, and we'll see if we hear it.
But I think you were just saying we only have to be worried about magical hearing.
Exactly. So it's there's no point in doing that.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
You just wanted Roscoe to practice his percussion.
I'll do it, though.
Just watch me.
All right. Okay, guys. Let's.
Roscoe's already found a bass drum. He's getting ready. What? Oh, we had a plan.
You know what, Roscoe? Maybe you could beat the bass drum around us in a circle on the outside of the dome so that if any actual ears are listening, they can't hear either. How about that? You got a drum? Why don't you play it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Go, 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 go,
go, go. I want to know what drum you have. Is it an oatmeal container from the dining hall we were just in?
I really can't believe I still have this spell prepared, but I do. It's incredible.
Good thing.
You're right. So mad at the spell every time. I think it's a good thought, though. Like, I guess I don't know what the DM would rule, but like, at least for Rafina's sake, like, the idea that no magical spell can, like, go through this dome. So, like, if there's a spell being cast that wants to hear or observe us, then maybe it can't. And I think that is valid and cool.
I think that seems reasonable, right?
I think so.
All right, I cast it.
Where?
Okay, well, that's a good point.
Well, so Will, like, gestures over into one, because like I was saying, maybe going into the woods a little bit, if it's clear enough, like, we're just walking, they don't care, we're just going into the woods a little bit, and, like, away from buildings, and so there's just, you know, I know we could assume the trees are listening, but then hopefully that's a magical spell, and that won't pierce it either, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so where? Show me on the map, where are you going?
I was thinking, like, right here. I don't know if you can see that. Like, because we were just... we're here. Okay, so maybe, I don't know, over here? Like, just in the woods somewhere. Like, under the trees still. Did you see where I was pointing? Like, somewhere over here? Is that bad? Is a giant worm going to eat us or something?
That's fine. I just want to know.
Okay, so that's where it is.
Okay.
To the right of the, or if you're facing the dining hall, the meeting house, it's to the left. The woods in between the dreamer's den, which is actually appropriate because this is squiggle. What I want to talk about. Yeah, there you go. Was it say hello? Hi. Oh, no, it just is a bunch of lines. Okay.
Oh, I thought it said hell.
Giant worm.
It's a giant worm.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, so if we get under there and does Rafina cast the spell? Over here. Okay.
Poof.
Okay, guys. All right. And then maybe I'll cast message so that I'm saying this as low as I can. And I'll be like, let's do it. You know, I'll just tell it to everybody in turn.
Wait, are we in the hut now?
Yeah.
Okay. So just, so you know, the hut.
Oh, wait. I can't cast magic in the hut?
You can. You can't pass through.
Yeah, inside. You can't go through. But the hut. Not weirdly, but you can tell Rafina's still thinking about it because the hut looks a little bit like the dreamer's den.
Ooh.
With flowers and no door.
Oh my God. Creepy. Yeah.
So Rafina goes up to it and pretends to look for the door and then just walks to the wall.
Awesome. That's great.
And then you just see her arm stick through the wall and beckon you guys in.
I love it. What color is it?
It's sort of like a baby blue.
Oh my God. Amazing. I go through the baby blue
dome.
I love this. It's amazing. Is Roscoe banging a drum around?
Can Roscoe bang a drum like from inside? Like his arm is through and the drum is outside? Sure. He's,
nice. He's
banging the drum while hearing the news.
Nice.
Perfect.
So in turn, like I will tell individuals, I'll tell Bathwack first because I said that I would tell him. But I'll say, Okay, I have to tell everybody, don't freak out before everybody knows and don't make a bunch of noise. Bathwack, when I listened at the Dreamer's Den, I heard a voice calling the name of the deceased king of Gully's End.
Gathwack?
No. Rafina!
Wait, deceased? Oh!
I tell everybody.
And we're going to find out what happens next time.
Oh, shit. Okay.
On Pork Fried Dice.
Okay. Katie's like, I still got 20 more minutes of material.
Calling the name. That's interesting.
What'd you say?
I'm curious what Will means that it was calling the name, like calling out, like
for or speaking to it.
Yeah. We'll find out next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Mysterious. Oh.
Oh. I can't hear you, voice. I can't hear you.
Yeah. Intriguing.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say anything right away. Gosh, maybe I should have started with somebody else and told Bathwack last, because I feel like Bathwack would just charge out of the dome and bust through the wall of the tent. Who's there?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.